Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Mose, and my phone number, again, is 717-656-9576. And I'm here to bring you the daily inspiration for the sixth day. For the seventh day of the week. And it's the sixth day of the month. And I trust that by the time we're through this week, this is the last day of the feast, and I trust that all 6 days so far have been a blessing to you, and I trust that today will be a blessing to you also. And my hope and desire is that in the beginning, first few days, I talked about the awesomeness of God, the beauty of God, and the I talked about, as the week went through, I talked about the dirtiness. Well, yesterday I talked about a slave, a 20-year-old slave that was in the was a slave back in the early days of the country when there was slavery, and there was how dirty and mistreated this slave was, and that how that you, if you are not born again, if you're not a child of the King, you can be a child of the King. You are a slave. If you're not a child of the King, you're a slave of the devil, and he wants to take you down. He wants to take you to hell with him. But we talked briefly yesterday about how that you can come to Jesus and you can confess your sins, and he wants to forgive you. So now this morning, today, I want to go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, I want to talk to you about the armor of God, the thing that we can have. God wants to give you life. God wants to give you life. God, the whole armor of God. I want to talk about the whole armor of God. Hopefully, by the time you come today, the seventh day, the seventh session here of my discourse, if you had enough of grace to hang in there, and this is now the seventh day. Hopefully you've listened to all the other messages, and now you have given your heart and life. You have surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And now I'd like to talk about how to take on the whole armor of God. Take on the whole armor of God. And it talks about this in, I believe it's Ephesians 6. Do I have that reference wrong? I forgot to Ephesians 6. Let's start in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, see, if you have given your life to the Lord Jesus, and he is now your master, he is now your Lord, he's now your King, and you've been clothed in that royal robe, the robe of righteousness, then he can call you brethren. We can call one another brethren. You are my brother, my sister. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God. Now he's calling us. He's calling you to put on the armor of God. Now that you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, He's calling you to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, without the armor that God wants to give us, we have no power against the devil. Just like David there back there, you know, Saul wanted to put on a human armor upon David. David could not fight with that heavy armor of metal, but he wanted the armor of God. And he went out there armed with what? David had an armor on when he went out to fight Goliath. He had armor, but his armor was God. So God is calling you to put on this whole armor of God. He's calling you to put on the same armor that David had when he went out against Goliath, that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil will come with his darts. He will come with his sword, and he will try to get you where you're weak. But God has wants to give you an armor, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, back Testament, it's a type and shadow back there. And the Old Testament, they were fighting people. They were fighting against their enemies with swords and with spears. Today it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But what do we wrestle against? We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, my dear friend, consider this, my dear brother, my sister. Consider these things. We are not here. If we try to come against these things in our flesh, in our own weakness, we will utterly fail. We will be, Satan will consume us. The world will consume us. We fight, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, my dear friend, my dear brother, my dear sister, if I could just warn you of all the spiritual wickedness that is out there. It comes in the form of music. It comes in the form of, make sure you listen to godly music. There is so much music that is not godly. In fact, on February the 21st in the Roxbury Camp, I believe there is an evening. I think it starts at 7 o'clock. I don't have the invitation here in front of me, but if you want to know what is godly music and what is worldly music, please call me for the date and time. There is a person. His name is. Maybe I can't get his name right now. But anyway, there's a person going to be speaking about music, about godly music. He's going to show you, if you come and listen, he's going to show you about godly music, and he's going to show you about worldly music. And you know, if you're listening to the recording, just give us a call at 717-656-9576, and we can send you a recording of that message so that you know what is good music and what is bad music. Anyway, let's continue on here. Ephesians 6:13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, my dear brother, my dear sister, consider your body. Do you have the middle of your body girt about with truth? Do you have your body? Are you walking in truth? Do you have on the breastplate of righteousness? Are your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? You know, that means that we need to be familiar with the gospel. We need to have the gospel hidden in our hearts. We need to read the Bible from cover to cover. We need to study it from one end to the other. We need to make the Word of God personal. We need to know what God's will is. You know, the Bible is God's will for our life. That's what the Bible's all about. It's God's will for our life, and especially the New Testament. Read the New Testament over and over and over again. Read the Old Testament through and through. Know what the Bible says. Are your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? I'm running out of time here. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Oh my, there's so much more that could be said, but I would just like to urge you, study the Word of God. And if you've been born again, you need to be baptized. You need to be baptized. If you've just been born again, maybe you were baptized in the in a church and old order setting or whatever it may be, but you were not born again. You know, Jesus said, repent, believe, and be baptized. Or maybe I should say, believe, repent, and be baptized. You know, if we have turned from our sins, if we've repented, then we need to be baptized. Baptism is an outward sign of what has taken place inside. We go into the water, and we allow the water to wash over us, even as the Word of God washes over us and cleanses us. And so that's the baptism, to go down into, and the very word baptize means to be immersed. So have you been immersed in the Word of God? Have you been baptized in the Word of God? Have you been baptized with water as an outward symbol of what has happened inside? So I urge you, if you've not been baptized, since you believed, and find the place where you can get baptized. Find a church and go to church and become a part of the church. Become part of the church where you can give of yourself and you can be accountable one to another. That's what God wants. Anyway, I don't want to keep you long this morning. Or today, God bless you, and it's been a blessing to share with you. It's been a blessing to share with you, and this morning, my prayer is that that God would have His way in your life, and that you would grow to be an effective warrior in the kingdom of God. God wants to bless you. God wants to guide you. All you have to do is allow. Come to God in faith. Come to God believing. Allow God to make you into a person that you have not been before. Make you into a godly person. God wants to do that. It's amazing what God can do if we just allow Him. But first of all, we have to lay down our life. We have to come to the Lord Jesus and say, I'm done. I'm done with this. With myself, I want You, O God, to come in my life and be that which, so that I can be that which You want me to be. Oh, there'd be so much more I could say. Anyway, we have more messages that you can listen to. Let me just give you quickly a place where you can go for messages, 641-715-3800. Just dial that number and then dial 141133. That's the ID code that you, and that gives you a menu. It gives you a menu and you can go, you can choose from hundreds of different messages and you can listen to them, and hopefully we'll be able to meet. If not here, we can meet on the other side, on the Golden Shores. Anyway, I've rambled long enough. God bless you, and you have a great and wonderful day. 717-656-9576. God bless you.